Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Proverbs 31 Women Podcast. It's your girl Kayla, and I am so excited to be back. It's been since October that I recorded a podcast episode, October of 2022, which is crazy to think that we are already in April of 2023. Wow, let's take a moment. It has been a whirlwind of a year. Last year, I ended up graduating with my master's degree in counseling. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That season of my life is over. But this upcoming May, I do have my commencement, and it has been beautiful in being in this career path. But also, in January of this year, I went on a mission trip to Mexico and then went on vacation to Arizona. And wow, I feel like in a blink of an eye, we're already in April. I feel like just yesterday it was January and I was in San Luis, Mexico. And now it is a really cold day here in Lorain, Ohio. Only in Ohio can you go from 80 degree weather a few days ago to it being half that, about 40 degrees. So I don't think there's any other state that can match that. Maybe other states in the Midwest, but Ohio, I'd say we're pretty top tier when it comes to weather changing. But I just wanted to hop on here and give an encouraging message, just give what the Lord has laid on my heart. And today I was reading the story of Joseph in Genesis, and I was reminded of a biblical character that lived through a lot of trial, that lived through a lot of hardships, and how God was present with him throughout it all. You know, I was reading, if you're not familiar with the story, I highly recommend for you to go to the book of Genesis. I'm not going to explain everything because it is a longer story, but if you want to read it, I highly recommend you start off Genesis. I'm trying to find the chapter of where it starts, so bear with me. I don't know what that was. My attempt of singing, apparently. I know it's coming. Okay, Genesis 37, all the way until the end of Genesis is Joseph's story. And specifically, the scripture that I want to read is Genesis chapter 50, verse 19. But Joseph said to them, his brothers, "Don't be afraid. I am in the place of God. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children." And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. So I know I fast forward to the end of the book of Genesis, but it's important that we understand the full picture of this story. Now, mind you, Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery. Initially, most of them wanted to kill him. But thank God for Reuben, who said, "Hey guys, let's not kill our brother. Let's throw him in a cistern," which I looked up what a cistern is. And it's like a hole in the ground that they would store water in. And so looking at Joseph, you know, at the time that his brothers threw him in the cistern, he was 17. Fast forward, he didn't see his brothers again until he was 30. And to think about all those years of, you know, we don't know, the Bible doesn't record if Joseph felt anger towards his brothers throughout his time in prison, throughout, I guess, the process of being a slave sold into Egypt. And through Joseph's story, we see a lot of times I noticed reading it this time. I've read this story before, but reading it this time, I read that it was recorded that Joseph wept a lot. He cried a lot. He was processing all of his emotions from years ago of what his brothers had done to him, but seeing them alive and being in his presence was surreal. And I think about everything that Joseph endured up until that point, and how God's hand was over him, and how it's apparent that this was a man of God. Because think about if your family, if your own siblings tried to almost kill you and then sell you into slavery to a foreign nation, you would be pretty salty. I would assume more than that, pretty outraged. But this man was able to forgive them. And what they intended for evil, God intended for good. And there's so much more to digest with this story and how God used Joseph in so many different ways and how he was able to restore his life, and how he was used as a governor in Egypt. And how do you go from being a slave to being second in command of under Pharaoh? Like, I don't know. I don't know how, but actually I do know with God. With God, you can face whatever tragedy or trial or thing that you're going through, because he gives us a strength that is beyond our own understanding, beyond our own capacity. And although we may not be in literal prison or a dungeon like Joseph, we may be in mental prisons of anxiety, depression, of trauma, of trust issues from friends or family, or overwhelming amounts of stress, or just feeling alone. Maybe you're struggling with suicidal thoughts. Maybe you feel bound in your body where you have a physical disability and you don't understand why your life has purpose. But I'm here today to remind you that your life has purpose. You have purpose. You are a human being that God has created, that God sees as loved, that he saw worth dying for. And if you get nothing else from this podcast, I pray that you would get the revelation that God loves you. That if you feel like no one else, no other human being loves you, the creator of the universe loves you and created you for a purpose and says that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And says that you are in the place of God. When you give your heart to him, when you surrender every part of you, you are in his hand. And he has created you and wants a relationship with you. And it's nothing that you could do on your own strength, but it's simply accepting his invitation for you. And why would we not want that? Why would we not want fellowship with our Creator? Why would we not want joy and peace? Because living our own way leads to our own demise and our own destruction. And that's the beauty of redemption and of the gospel. And it's beyond what I could ever describe in words. And so that's what I have for you today. That's what the Lord has for you today. Thank you, Jesus. Again, highly recommend for you to go into Genesis and read the story of Joseph. Read one of the many stories in the Bible about redemption. And yeah, that's what I got. So why don't we close out in prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for this other person on the other side of the screen that is listening to this podcast. I pray that they would be touched by your Holy Spirit, that they would experience the fullness of your salvation, and they would know how loved they are and how they are seen in your eyes. Bring them to a place of redemption, of restoration, salvation, all the things that involve healing. I pray that your love for them would be greater than their fear. In Jesus' name. Have a blessed Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, whenever you're listening to this podcast episode. Talk to you in the next one. Bye.